You should
just beat when you thought he couldn't take it much further. When you didn't think he had it in him, he kept coming back. On SM Live, it's Maxzilla.
SM Live, every Friday. That's how we get down.
It's Maxzilla, SM Live.
It's only on SM Live where you get punched in the throat. Maxzilla is pimp on radio show, SM Rise.
I love SM Live.
I'm talking about my mama listening to this show. SM Live. I always listen to this show right when I'm about to get ready to my bitch. I've been doing crack for 10 years now, and nothing gets me higher than SM Live.
You know what time it is? It's Friday. Time for the livest show in the world. That's right. SM Live with yours truly, 1/4 of them 816 boys, Maxzilla, doing what we do every Friday, and that's get you ready for the weekend. Yes. Listen, before I get into the news today, I have got to say this. I was driving over here, and I was thinking about some shit that really irritates me, and I have to say it because I'm just honest. And it's addressing white women all over the world. Please stop using the word rude, because you're just not using it in the right context. And you're the only people on the planet who use this wrong. White males don't use it. Black males don't use it. Black women, Asian women, Latino women. Nobody says this but white girls. Actually, grown women don't use this. It's always the younger ones that use this term, the term rude. Stop using the shit if you don't know how to fucking use it. For instance, This is an instant where you're using it wrong. If I say to you, excuse me, miss, but you can't be right here, and you say to me, rude, you're a stupid bitch. You don't know how to use it. Now, if I say to you, hey, bitch, you can't be right here, then you have every right to use rude. That's where it would make sense. I'm really sick of y'all using this word in the wrong manners because, to be quite frank with you, you sound stupid. And from now on, anytime you say this, there would be somebody in the world who would just pop up and be like, hey, stupid, you sound stupid. Stupid, because you're using a dumb term. And, yeah, that's how I feel. Have y'all ever dealt with that?
Rude.
Yeah, like.
Rude.
Like, and here's the thing. Women, I'm really trying to say.
A lot of times it's after they want you to do something for them.
And
you really
don't
want to
do. Yeah. Exactly. So, and ladies, listen, I'm really trying to save you here because what you're doing is you're inciting the rudeness to come right after you say that. I can almost guarantee you the next response from the guy is going to be something that really will be rude. For instance, if you ask me to do something, I'll be like, no, I can't really do that. You're like, rude. My next response to you is, bitch, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
See? There's where the rude comes in. So, listen, you don't want that to happen. Stop saying stupid shit like rude. Like, it's stupid. It's not even a good slang. It's just dumb. Like, and it irritates me. Because you're the only people who say it. And it sounds stupid. So stop it. Because from now on, if you say it, just go ahead and punch your fucking self in the throat right after you say it. Because you really do sound stupid. Now, you can say that's rude if you like. I really don't give a fuck. So, yeah, I just had to get that off my chest. I've been feeling that today. Actually, I was feeling that since, like, a few days ago. Like, I was feeling that. Like, I'd seen that shit on TV, and somebody said that, and it just pissed me off. It's like, so stupid. It don't even make sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to do what we do every week here on SM Live. We're going to get into the news. The news, always, is brought to you by Monster. That's right, Monster Energy Drink. You don't have the energy you need to tell a stupid bitch she's been stupid when she uses the word rude. Drink a Monster. That's what I do. Especially this one. What's the name of? Oh, Killer Bee. Yeah, drink that. Yeah, delicious. It tastes like bees that been killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever had a bee that was killed?
Yeah.
Did it sting you?
I stepped on a bee when I was.
Oh shit! I called a bee a bee.
Fucking bee.
Dude, I'm trying to grow some facial hair. You see?
No, I see that. Yeah.
Trying to grow me a goatee or something. Shit.
Tight.
Try to get my, you know, so I can look like I'm a little, you know, older or something.
You
anyway,
still get, well, you get carded still?
Every day, that's why I'm trying to grow some facial hair so motherfuckers will stop doing that. Shit pissing me off, man. Niggas be carding you for milk. It's milk, bitch. It's fucking milk. What the fuck? I'll be trying to tell motherfuckers, like, nigga, I'm iron, nigga. Like, I'm in a movie, nigga.
You want me to fly out with this milk? Or
right. I could just take this shit if I wanted to, bitch. Ain't like I came in here and said, hey, I want to get some liquor, bitch. I said some milk, bitch. Vitamin D, ho. That shit touches my heart.
Dumb bitch.
The fuck, jizz? You fuckwad? Some dope, man. All right, anyway, in the news today. Erna Hosworth was sentenced to 18 months for leading cops on a high-speed chase while she was practically naked. That's right. It said the naked truth for Erin is this. She has been sentenced to 18 months behind bars for leading Ohio police on a high-speed car chase while barely wearing a stitch of clothing. It said that she was intoxicated and driving with a suspended license. Then she ended up fleeing and eluding, according to the newspaper. The conviction stemmed from the incident last October when the 29-year-old from Ohio, police say that she was driving nearly 128 miles an hour, roughly 65 miles above the speed limit. She only stopped her spree after the county sheriff deputy laid down some sticks that forced the driver to driver's wheel to slide off and deflate. It said, but it was she looked like when she exited the car was still arousing interest in her case. So she was naked. Wow. Well, she got out of her car on her own, and she had on just a white thong and a fishnet top that was completely see-through, they told the Huffington Post. She was obviously under the influence. Yeah, under the influence of awesome. Yeah. She was so unsure on her feet that she probably would have fell and hurt herself, the chief said. Despite refusing the test, Hosworth was complying with the arresting officer. It was not until they got her back into the patrol car that the female allegedly became agitated, according to the police. Police footage of the arrest shows what appears to be an enraged and near-naked woman attempting to break out the windows in the police cruiser. She kicked and beat her head on the glass and everything. It says the 29-year-old will spend at least 10 months behind bars. 6 months of her sentence were suspended by Judge Terry L. Spencer, and she will get credited for 2 months she already spent locked up. Court records show she was also fined $525. She initially posted bond and was granted driving privileges in January so that she could go to work and drive her kids to school. But after she tested positive for THC during a July court appearance, she was ordered to await sentencing behind bars. Wow.
I gotta apologize, man, because I thought she was naked. Otherwise, I wouldn't have printed this up. I'm a little disappointed in this fishnet thong thing.
Hey, man. But it was see-through, my nigga.
That's true.
It was see-through, so that means you could see those titties. And I like seeing titties, so, you know, hey. Actually, I give her a round of applause. You know why? Let me tell you why. Give her a round of applause for this. Any chick who can ride around doing 128 miles in a thong, sexy bitch, man. That's sexy. Adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
So that shit was been good shit. Iron nigga in the movie. Grandma pussy, that's good shit. You dig? Anyway, in other news, a woman finds her ex-boyfriend living in her attic over 12 years after they have broken up. That's right. Most everyone has heard of the mysterious, ghoulish things that go bump in the night. For one South Carolina woman, that thing was her ex-boyfriend, who she found living in her attic more than 12 years after they had broken up. That's right, Tracy, and her last name is being withheld because she doesn't want anybody to know that it's Jackson. A Rock Hill, South Carolina resident and a single mother of five says she heard a thump from above and saw nails start popping out from her bedroom ceiling Saturday. Around 2:30 a.m., Tracy felt as if something just ain't right, she told the newspaper. When she heard the noise in the attic and saw the nails popping out, she thought there was some poltergeist stuff going on. It wasn't the devil dancing on the ceiling. It was her ex-boyfriend, who had been living in her attic for about 2 weeks since he was released from prison, according to the newspaper. Wow. What the fuck? The two had broken up more than 12 years ago. She never considered getting back with him, despite him claiming in letters he sent from jail that he had changed. She thought that he had gone to Charlotte after his latest arrest. Her adult son and her nephew found him asleep in the back of the attic. They found a man. He had packed all the old coats and jackets into a heating unit and was sleeping in the heating unit. Tracy told the newspaper, saying that her ex-boyfriend ran downstairs and out the house before the police could get there. They found several Route 44 Sonic cups filled with feces and urine, according to the local Wade. They also saw that the ex-boyfriend had rigged the ceiling vents so that he could look down at Tracy in her bedroom from a spot in the attic. The only access to the attic is through the door from inside the home in the hallway that connects her children's bedroom, according to the local Wade. It's got me flabbergasted, Tracy told the newspaper. How can you look at someone through the air vent? The suspect is still at large. He is described as a black male, 5'6" tall, and weighing 170 pounds. What the fuck?
Wow.
What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding? What the fuck?
That's the power of the pussy.
No, man, that's a sick motherfucker. Like, this nigga was pissing and shitting in Sonic cups. Damn.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, who does that, man? Who fucking does that?
I've never done that.
Like, it'd be different if the motherfucker had escaped prison. I could get it. You know, if he had escaped. Or did he escape?
Well, he got out.
No,
he didn't even escape.
This motherfucker was a free man. And the best idea you come up with, like, just take his motherfucking ass back to jail. Like, nigga, you go right back to jail. You don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Just go take your ass right to jail. That is some dumb ass shit. That's almost as dumb as bitches saying rude.
Almost.
Almost. Not quite. You dumb bitches saying rude, still, y'all still hold the trophy. But this was close, man. This was close. All right. Next story. Michael, we don't know his last name. He wanted to withheld it. Jackson accidentally shot his own penis and testicles. A friend arrested on drug charge. What in the fuck? It says that a ballsy move, but a bad one. Cops say that 18-year-old Michael, we're going to hold his last name, of Florida, accidentally shot himself through his penis, through his testicle, and into his leg while cleaning his gun. Wow, it said that the teen initially lied to police saying that someone else shot him as he walked down the street in Port St. Louis, according to the Daily News. But after questioning, he allegedly copped to a blunder. On his Facebook page, he is shown making obscene gestures to the camera, smoking cigarettes, and posing near cars. Oh, look at him. He is so gangster.
The BMW in a parking lot.
Look at this. Get a load of that. Sitting on somebody's car in a parking lot. That is so gangster. Look at that.
Man, that guy is balling.
Look at that. And he got on some camos. That nigga. Oh, look at the Ray-Bans he got on. Is it Ray-Ban? No, they like stands. That nigga. Look at this. I think he has a ponytail holder in his head, too. You know you gangster when you got a ponytail holder in your head. I mean, nothing says more gangster than sitting on somebody else's BMW. That's, by the grill of it, it's a 93 BMW. Some camo shorts, a cool Mal 100 in your hand, and a ponytail holder in your head. Nothing says you're more gangster than that. What a dumbass. Anyway, it said while officer investigated the incident in his home, they reportedly found marijuana in his house that led to the arrest of the homeowner, Joseph Lamar James, 22, on drug charges. The young man is recovering, but he isn't the only one who would have had a better day if they just shot themselves in the foot.
Oh, that's some other story.
And that is another story. So, listen, gangsters in training. That's what we're going to call him. We're going to call him a gangster. He's a gangster in training.
I can say, if you're cleaning your gun, make sure the barrel's not pointed.
How about this? Let's go one step further, gangsters in training. Right. Make sure your gun's not loaded when you're cleaning. usually that's the first step, okay? That's the first step in our 12-step program, all right? He's a gangster in training, man. Like, He posed right by that car, like he sat on the hood.
Yeah.
Well, not really sat on it. He just leaned up against the headlight. But I'm saying, like, this is his gangster. You get a picture of that, everybody on Ustream, so y'all can see that. Gangster in training, man. That's a hard picture, too,
dude,
man.
He's badass, man.
He's a tough motherfucker.
Like, yeah.
He didn't slap all of nobody. Anyway, that is the news brought to you by SM Live. I mean, sponsored by Monster Energy Drink. So we're going to do what we do and go to the callers right now. See what y'all got to say about some of this ignorant shit that's going on out here.
All
right,
Myro from KC.
Myro, what's going on? Okay, interesting. Uh-huh.
Myro.
Uh-huh, interesting.
Man.
Interesting. That's interesting. What you're saying is interesting.
Just show me.
What
you
saying,
gotta show me.
What you're saying is interesting.
All right, Don Dada.
Don Dada, what's up, man?
Yo, Abu Dhabi, my nigga. What's going on?
Abu Dhabi, my nigga. Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot going on in the crazy world we live in. So I'm going to ask you this. What stood out to you most in the news today?
Man, I don't even know. All them stories are fucking crazy.
Hey, man, I don't write this shit. Like, this comes.
I know.
Real life, like people are really doing that. Can you imagine?
Yes.
I need you to speak on the gangster in training.
Gangsters in training. What's going on about that?
The last story, right?
The dude shot himself in the dick. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to be laughing, but that's just,
no, are supposed to be laughing at this dumb motherfucker. Like, stupid shit, man, like nigga, are you serious? Like, and the way that they report the story too, he shot himself through the penis, through the testicle, and into his leg. Like, he put the gun to the head of his dick and pulled the trigger through the penis.
Yeah.
The gun went through the penis.
Like, and through the testicles.
Like, come on, man. Like, who the fuck cleans their gun loaded? Who does that?
A gangster in training.
Gangster in training. This nigga has to complete the fucking 12-step course before he becomes a gangster. And to be honest, I don't even think they're going to let him back in the program after this.
Nah, he can't get back in the program after that.
Like, matter of fact, let me check with the professors and see if this was his first week. Okay. Yeah, Jeff just pulled it up, man. It was actually his first week, so he actually just got kicked out the program after this. Because that's just not gangster.
That's not gangster at all. But, I was thinking?
What's that?
The first story, the one with the chick that was in the thong and the see-through shirt and all that.
Oh, yeah. The one who was on the influence of awesomeness.
Yeah. You know what I think it might have been? She was rushing to get to the million stripper march. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I totally agree.
Donna, you're smart.
You're smart, that is very of you, man. Because that's right. I did throw, for everybody out there in America who missed this, I threw the million stripper march, and it went well in D.C. We had a lot of titties. And vaginas and vaginal areas out there. I mean, they spread those lips and they licked that vaginal dream. They did. It was a great time. I had a wonderful time. We were treated well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a peaceful protest. I mean, there was no fights, no injuries, no anything. All you seen was just the beautiful creatures that God made coming together.
Don't forget areolas.
Twerking. I mean, they were coming together. And I'm talking about they were coming. They were really coming, man. I'm talking about everywhere. It was like, it's like a slip and slide out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. You seen Obama just sliding down the motherfucking steps of the White House.
Oh, damn.
He said, no, what is this? I said, it's juices, nigga. Juices from that puffin. Juices from puffin, nigga. But no, man, listen. It was a great time, man. A great time. I think I'm gonna do it again, man. I thought for a minute that I should do it as a yearly thing, but
yeah, an annual thing. Make it annual, man.
Well, I think I'm gonna do it on a every 2 months, every 3 months basis. You know, I'm gonna do it quarterly. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be better because, I mean, nothing unites the world more than strippers. Like, think about it. Who's ever mad in a strip club? Nobody. Even women are happy in the strip club. Have you ever seen women in the strip club?
Yeah.
They are happy as fuck in there. I'm talking about they're having
But
such
did you ever see the back doors of the strip club? They always fighting. I don't know.
The back doors of the strip club?
I mean, like the you know, there'd be them videos you'd be seeing when them strippers be fighting in the back rooms all the time. So, I don't know. It could be a joyful spot, except in the back room, there might be a lot of stress back there from what I see.
That is a good point. That's a good point. Well, fam, listen, stay on the line, man. I'm going to get to a few more calls, but I'm going to come back to you, all right?
No doubt.
Hey, man, you got any chicks on there, man? Because I need to ask a female question. Like, because he brought up back doors, and I want to bring up something that was just brought to my attention dealing with the back door situation.
All callers on the line, press 1 to talk to Max Zilla.
Yeah, press 1. So listen, while we're waiting for the next callers to get on, I got to say this. My fellas here, they just showed me this video of a chick getting her asshole tattooed.
Ah, yeah.
I'm not really sure why the fuck she did this. And apparently this has become a trend, girls getting their assholes tattooed. I'm not really understanding what the fuck is the purpose, because let's be honest, you get a tattoo and you got to put cream and ointment on it and let it heal.
And you
want to
show it off.
And you
right?
want to show it off. Like, what are you doing to show this tattoo off? Like, it's literally in the crack of her ass. And the fucked up thing is the bitch is sitting there screaming the whole time that it's getting done. Oh my God, it hurts! It hurts! Duh, bitch. Motherfucker's putting a needle in your asshole. Like, what the fuck you think was going to happen? Like, so if there's any women out here with asshole tattoos, please call in, because we have some questions we need to ask you. Because I didn't see one of these at the Million Stripper March either. I just want to be clear about that. None of the strippers who participated in the peaceful protest had any tattoos in their assholes. All their assholes were blank. They had blank canvases. They all had blank canvases. And they didn't have hair on their vaginas either.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't. All right, so let's go back.
All right, we have, got Victor from New York.
Vic, what's going on, man?
Yo, Mac, was good, my nigga? Don't tweet this, right?
Yeah, I love that video, man. That's a good video.
That was a great video, son. I wish I was there.
Yes, listen, it was a shindig of a time, I tell you. It was awesome.
Sounds good, my nigga. Sounds good. Yo, all right, so I just missed the last part of the show because I was with Data, but I had to go to do some shit real quick. Now I'm back. So
okay.
what did I just miss?
Well, I just was asking, like, I just seen this thing that they just showed me, man, like a chick had her asshole tattooed, man.
Asshole tattoos?
Yeah, like she was getting her asshole tattooed. Like, I ain't making that up.
What?
Like, you look on Worldstar. Now, to her credit, like the pussy, she had a nice, pretty pussy from the back and looked like she, you know, had a fat ass. The fucked up thing is that her friend was sitting there holding the cheeks.
What?
The nigga was tattooed. I'm serious, man. I ain't making this shit up. You can go to Worldstar and it's on there. Like,
I'm going to have to do that, man. I'm going to have to because that shit is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't make this shit up. I don't make this up.
I know you don't make shit up. You know
like
what I mean?
Her friend, her homegirl, is like spreading her ass cheek, and the dude is sitting in there doing his artwork. We got a special guest just came in the house. Sweetheart, Miss Violet Brown is here with us.
What up?
And her homegirl she's bent over. Now, her vaginal area was actually nice. Like, if y'all look at the video, y'all gonna be like, ah, she got a pretty pussy from the back. Yes. Her friend is spreading her ass cheek while the dude is tattooing. She's screaming like a motherfucker. Like, obviously in a ton of pain. And then after she finished, you go, oh my God, it hurts so much. And we like, yo, bitch, you got your asshole tattooed.
They tattooed the asshole?
I thought they were playing. I thought they were saying they tattooed the ass. They tattooed her asshole.
Look, what did she get tattooed on her asshole, though?
Stars. She has a star around her asshole.
And the world put it on because she had a star around her asshole.
That's why it hurt.
I didn't think about it like that. Huh. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So if there's any women out there today with tattoos on your assholes, please call in, because we really want to get to the bottom of this. Like, what the fuck possessed you to do that? Like, who's looking at that?
You know what? I'm kind of thinking that now maybe she should go over to Starbucks
and show her ass.
See if maybe they want to do something with her.
No. You know what?
They want to do something.
That is true. So listen, young
maybe
lady.
Starbucks.
Go to Starbucks. Yes. And then go play the Star Fox video game. And then read. It's another. Then you can go outside at night and you can moon people and they can say they see the stars. Yeah, we got millions of these. We can keep going with this all day.
Shoot for the stars, woman. That's
yeah,
what
exactly.
I say.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mac, that's crazy, son. That's ridiculous.
I don't have it. We don't have any sense. I'm sorry. Well, listen, man, stay on the line, man. We're going to get back to you. I'm going to get to a few more callers before we get into the topic, all right?
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get to...
I didn't tell her to go
Nene
put her ass
from
on.
Arizona.
Who was... What's her name?
N-E-N-E.
Nene, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up? You got your asshole tattooed?
No, I don't have my asshole tattooed, but my tattoo is good, the asshole one. I have a chick that has a shark on her asshole.
What?
She has a what?
She has a shark tattoo. It stretches all the way from her butt to her pussy.
Can you send us a picture of that? Like, I don't believe you.
Did you say shark?
She said she has a shark tattoo on her pussy.
Ah, Josh.
No, I'm serious. It's a shark tattoo. Not me. The girl that my tattoo did.
Let me just say one thing. I don't know if it's good to get a fish tattooed on your pussy. That's not very good marketing.
No, it's not. It's like, I'm going to tell you, if I see that, that's a red flag for me. That's like, oh, no, she doesn't clean this. It smells like fish.
Yeah.
I have to run for that.
That's not some bad sushi tip. That's
yeah.
Not
why the fuck? Why would somebody tattoo their asshole, man? Like, what the fuck? So let me ask you this. So she has this shark. So is the shark's mouth by the ass or by the pussy?
The shark? Okay, the shark's mouth, it stretches from her ass all the way to the pussy. Yeah, it stretches.
It's just a mouth?
What the?
And it's open.
Oh.
So it's eating her ass
open.
At the same time. Wow.
Hmm.
That is a talented shark.
Wow.
It has the tongue sticking out.
Sticking out of what?
I didn't know.
Okay, listen, I don't believe.
I gotta get it. I'm looking right now for it.
Hey, maybe it's her nickname is Joss.
Exactly.
For some reason.
Exactly.
Can you put her in a strange music
t-shirt? No, seriously. No, I'm gonna send it to you.
Okay. Yeah, send us that picture because I got to see that. Anybody else out there with asshole tattoo pictures, please send them in because this is just beginning some bullshit. They just showed me this today and I'm sitting here like, are you serious? Like, what would possess somebody? Like, how do you even show that off? Because most people get tattoos like, you know, because they mean something sentimental to them. You know, they want to show that off. You know, it's personal to them, right? Like, you know, Chuck. Well, you got your tattoos. They mean something to you, right? Me,
Of course, I got tattoos like on my back and on my arm, but they mean something to me. I couldn't see myself doing that.
So you want to show your tattoos off, right?
Of course, but it's got to look classy, but not trashy.
But how do you show off an asshole tattoo and make it classy?
That's not classy.
Do you put like a?
Oh no, I think the chick was high on something.
A little dress. Right underneath your asshole. Maybe put some glasses on it. I don't know. What do you do?
Well, there's a chick in Arizona. She's a stripper. She got a butterfly across her butt.
Across the butt?
Yeah.
So is it a big butt?
She got a fat ass, like a nice, pretty
that might be a moth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They can grow bigger than butterflies sometimes.
I gotta catch a flight back to L.A. See y'all. And I gotta get my asshole tattooed.
Oh, damn. Violet Brown, get her. Listen, for those who don't know, Violet Brown is also starring with me in the new movie Avengers 3. That's right. Iron Nigga's in the movie with Violet Brown, and her asshole will be tattooed.
I get a role.
Her asshole will be tattooed. God damn. That is so fucked up, man. That is so fucked up. Okay, so listen, I'm gonna let you start the topic for today. Actually, we got a few of them because I actually want to talk about the video. Don't tweet this. And I also want to talk about what I was saying earlier. When these girls are saying the word rude.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, so first off, how old are you?
I'm 30.
You're 30, okay. So you've been around. So what is your ethnicity? What color are you?
I am a black chick.
You're a black chick? Okay. Have you ever heard a white girl say, this is rude? Or that's rude?
Yes, and I've told her she's a dumbass. Yeah, she sounds stupid.
Now tell me, like, did she even use it in the right contents at all?
No.
Okay. That's my only problem with it. Like, if somebody calls you a stupid bitch and you'd be like, rude, that makes sense. But if somebody say, excuse me, ma'am, you can't be back here, or ma'am, excuse me, or sorry, but you can't do this, how does rude come after that? It doesn't even fucking make sense. And I want people, especially white women, please call in and defend yourself, please, because if not, I'm just going to rip you a new asshole, and then you probably go get a tattoo. I don't know. But it doesn't make sense. Like, I don't like shit that don't make sense. Like, it's stupid. Like, it's stupid to me.
Like, I agree. I definitely agree. It doesn't make sense why a chick would use the word rude.
Right. So not to get off subject, but do you got a fat ass?
There's no foundation behind it.
Your fat ass? Hello? I said,
no, I'm here. Y'all got a delay.
I said, do you have a fat ass?
No, but I got an F chest.
Oh, who? An F chest? What is that?
F chest.
No, she said F. Like,
oh, F chest?
Is that the letter F? Like it's in Frank?
Oh, that means she's...
Like F. Yes. Yes.
So them are some big ass titties.
Yes.
You should get your asshole tattooed.
There's no way in hell I'm gonna do that.
Well, I mean,
get it pierced.
Yeah, do something, please.
Do something.
Well,
like
I have piercings. I have piercings.
I have piercings.
You have piercings.
No,
saying.
Other places.
You slacking.
Other places.
It's chicks out here that's getting real hardcore with it. They're getting their assholes tattooed.
Butt piercings.
And getting their assholes pierced. What kind of shit is that? I'm just saying. You got to get with the times, man.
No, thank you. That's not me.
I'm just saying.
That's not me. I can't do that. It's not cute.
What, the asshole tattoo? Well, listen. The one that they showed me on WorldStar, I got to admit, she had a nice pussy. She had a nice ass. And it actually looked all right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't no asshole type nigga, so I, you know, it don't attract me like that. But I'm just saying, the pussy right under it was nice and fat, and yeah, it was cute. It's cute.
Well, see,
cute.
I think that the clit piercing, I'm cool with that. I got plenty of piercings. I got mouth piercings, I got the ear piercings, and the clit piercing.
Oh, you got the clit piercing, huh?
Yes.
How does that feel?
Pretty damn nice.
Really? Are you playing with it right now? Stop that, girl. I'm
no.
Gonna
you wish I would.
We're trying to run a family wholesome show here.
Yeah, hey, right.
You're trying to spread those lips of love and lick that vaginal dream. I get it. But not on my watch, Missy. So listen, I gotta get to some more callers, so stay on the line, sweetie. We'll come back to you.
All right. Let's get to... Jesse from Washington. Jesse.
What's up, Megatron?
Maxzilla.
What's up, man? Your phone
what
sounded
up?
Like a transformer at first,
oh,
man.
That's another dude.
Oh. What's going on with you, man? Did you
not
hear
much.
This
is the first time I called this shit. I see it on Facebook all the time. I just had to represent strange.
Yes, sir. So listen, man, did you hear about this chick getting her asshole tattooed?
That is fucking wild.
Yeah, man. Like, crazy. Like, I got a question, though. Do you got tattoos?
Yeah, I got tattoos, but not asshole tattoos.
I wasn't going to ask you that, but I'm glad you pointed out to us. No, my question is, though, like, when you got your tattoos, then you had to put, like ointment and shit on them to keep it from getting...
Yeah, like bag balm and shit.
Yeah.
Don't let the sun hit it.
How long did you have to do that?
I say 2 weeks.
So what is she supposed to do for 2 weeks? To, like, what, she don't have to shit. And she got to wipe her ass.
She's going to sit in a diaper full of bag balm all day.
Oh,
that's fucking gross, man. That's fucking gross, man. And then, too, another question. Like, did she fart in that nigga's face when he was doing the tattoo? Like, I couldn't be your tattoo artist and you came in and being like, hey, I want you to tattoo my ass. I'd be like, no, bitch, are you crazy? Like, no. Like, I'm about to fart in my face. What if she would have sharted?
I know.
Yeah, that's some new shit. What if, I wonder if she had to take a shit, like, in between. Like, hold on, gotta take a shit. Boom. And comes back with all nasty asshole, and the motherfucker's like,
I don't know. Like, you would have had half a tattoo fucking with me.
For real.
Just shit right in the middle of the tattoo. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
So, man, listen, I gotta ask you. Have you ever had a chick, preferably a white chick, say to you the term, that's rude?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And what was your response after she said that? Or tell me the scenario. Tell me the scenario. What happened?
Let me give one, like, I don't know, just something I said, and she was like, oh, that was rude. Like, I commented on her fucking, the way she danced or some bullshit. That was rude. And it just doesn't, it's kind of ignorance. It's a little ignorance because they don't know how to use rude. Like you were talking about, if someone says something rude to you, like fucking fuck you or get out of the way or something like that, that's rude. But if you just say something like normal shit, white bitches always tend to use the word rude.
Like, it don't make sense. It's like stupid.
It yeah,
and
ignorance.
And they really mean it, too, when they be saying it. Like they really know what they're talking about. Like, I got into I didn't get into an argument. She was arguing with herself because she was mad because I kept saying, you sound stupid. But it's like, I asked her, I said, excuse me, can I get through here? And she said, rude. Well, bitch, first off, I said, excuse me, and I was very polite to you. So when you say rude, of course my next response is going to be rude. Well, move, bitch. You ain't supposed to be right here no way. So move your fucking ass, bitch. That was my response afterwards. Like,
then she could say that's rude after that.
No, it's too late at that point.
Yeah.
You asked. I took it because the way I took the conversation was, I said, excuse me, miss, can I get through here? And she said, rude. So I thought, okay. She doesn't like for you to talk to her polite. She wants you to talk to her rude. So my next response was, bitch, you ain't supposed to be right here no way. Move your stupid ass. Dicky mouth, bitch.
You should have grabbed her by the hair and said it.
Nah, see, I ain't going to jail. I don't put my hands on no woman. That's not Iron Nigga style. I don't get down like that.
Yeah,
that's
fuck that.
Go, security, move this bitch. Bitch.
And then as the security's taking you out, you say, hey, this shit's rude.
Hey, don't be rude to security.
Don't be rude, security.
No, look, that's what she was, because when they was taking her, she was, I was like, don't be rude to the security. Be rude to them. Don't do it. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't just me, man. I just thought that was, like, the stupidest way to use a word. Like, I understand slang, and we make up words that mean shit all the time, but they not even trying to make rude mean something else. They're trying to keep it the same meaning, but just say it after everything. And whoever is the first white bitch, and I think it was Paris Hilton, if she was the first motherfucker to use that, any bitch who does anything that Paris Hilton does should have the shit slapped out of them by themselves. Like, they should literally all, they shouldn't even just punch themselves in the throat. They should slap the shit out of themselves.
And then, get an asshole tattoo.
They shouldn't tattoo them at their assholes.
So you can identify them. So when they bend over, you say, oh, this is one of those rude bitches.
Nah, because the motherfucker in the video, like I said, she had a nice ass and a nice pussy. Like, that is actually cute. Like, her pussy was cute. Like, I didn't understand the asshole tattoo, but she was all right. She was all right. All we seen her was from the backside. Now, the friend holding her asshole, she was kind of fucked up. She was like a mud duckling.
Oof.
Yeah. Friend, though.
Yeah, she was a mud duckling. Mud duckling is trending worldwide on Twitter right now. That's right.
I'm going to have to look that up.
That bitch was a mud duckling. You know what a mud duckling is?
An ugly duckling. Shoved in the mud.
I said a mud duckling.
Tell me.
It's just what it said it was.
No shit.
Yes, yes. But listen, fam, I got to get to a few more callers, man, so stay on the line. We'll get back to you.
Or not.
Or not, because Jeff just hung you up.
Yeah.
Jeff crazy.
Jeff
is so disrespectful to
I'm
niggas on the phone.
Fucking rude.
Sick of this nigga, man.
Let's get to Forrest from Oklahoma.
Forrest, what's going on? OKC.
What's up?
You a Thunder fan,
what's up,
man? You a Thunder fan? That sucks.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man. I like Kevin Durant and them too, man, but I'm Miami.
You know what, Mac, man, let me tell you something. You're talking about Mr. Camel Pants. Well, you know, no disrespect to you, no disrespect to Tech, you know, but Lil Wayne shot himself with a loaded fucking gun too while he was cleaning the bits too. If you listen to 3-peat, he talks about it 2 more inches I'd have been in that casket. He talks about how he was cleaning his gun and he accidentally shot himself.
Well, that's probably because he was in his first week of training, man. Like, listen, man, okay? I didn't shoot myself. I passed Gangster's Academy. I was the nigga doing teaching, so I didn't even need to go to the classes. Like, I'm just saying, everybody can't pass Gangster's Academy. See, the reason why Lil Wayne got to stay in the academy is because he didn't post this picture. If he had posted this picture, they probably would have kicked his ass out. Like, man, what the fuck, man? Like, it's okay to shoot yourself. I mean, think about it. If the dude would have just shot himself while he was cleaning his gun, we would have let him stay in Gangster Academy. But the fact that he posted this picture sitting on somebody's 93 BMW with a fucking ponytail holder in his head, we had to kick that nigga out, man. It just wasn't gangster, man. That shit just... And then he got another nigga arrested on top of his stupidity. See, Lil Wayne didn't get nobody else arrested. He shot himself. Not to mention Lil Wayne was a kid when he did it. This motherfucker was 18 years old. Then he got his homeboy arrested because his homeboy had dope in the house. It's just all fucked up. We had to kick that nigga out, man. Got to kick that nigga out. But that's a very good point that you bring up. So good job. Good job. So listen.
Where's the wig at?
You said where's the who at?
The wig.
The wig?
No, you're not talking about the next level. You're talking about YouTube, fellas.
Oh, I don't know who that nigga was, man. That shit was hilarious.
Is that your cousin?
I think the nigga might have been related to me, man. Like, that nigga's hilarious.
He's pretty cool.
He's hilarious as fuck. That you talking about in that Spaz video?
Yeah.
Yes, man, that shit is fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah.
I watched that like 50,000 times. If you haven't seen that, you should go watch this video, Chris Calico and Tech N9ne. It's called Spaz. Fucking hilarious, man. And if
I got a question on some all seriousness, though, Mac.
Go ahead.
I've been coming to y'all shows for about 8 years now. I've had Tech's number. I've lost it, you know, so on and so forth. Is there a way I could come in contact with any of y'all without it being, like, in any type of, like, professional setting or anything like that, like Skype, anything like that? And you can call me blocked or whatnot, but, I mean, I've been to so many of y'all shows and shit. I mean, I got maybe 6-7 Tech tats on my body and shit. You know, I hung out with y'all during all sixes and sevens tour. I hung out during the Psychology 101 tour. I mean, I hear about everybody else getting numbers and photos and shit with y'all, but every time I, you know, manage to get close enough to you guys, I always end up panicking. Because I'm in a room with legends.
Well, first off, you can't tell nobody that you're panicking. Second off, I need you to hold on for 1 second because this girl just sent this picture of this shark tattooed on this chick's ass and pussy, and I got to show the camera. Look at this. I got to say, this is some impressive work.
Yeah, that's pretty intricate.
That is some impressive shit. Like, but man, she got a cute pussy too. But wow, she really, wow, man, they really put this in the asshole, man. Like, this is some fucked up shit, man.
If you were about to, like, you know, get with this chick, bent over, pull down her panties, and then you see that, like, what would be your reaction?
I mean, I'm going to fuck the pussy, but I'm just saying, like, I would have to stop and like, ask her some questions about it, like, hey, did you sterilize this?
Yeah,
like,
and this isn't going to bite my wiener off.
Yes. I don't want you to bite my dick off with your shark pussy, bitch. Hey, so listen, fam. The best way, man, I'm going to tell you, email me, man, maxzilla@iammaxzilla.com, man. And if I'm in your city or something, man, I try to see what I can make happen.
Well, I mean, you know, from everywhere that I've lived other than Spokane and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Waterford, Oklahoma, you know, it's not like I can really get to and from places and stuff. And I got two kids, and I'm telling you, man, every single one of y'all songs, whether it be you, Stone, Mayday, my one-year-old, dances to every single one of your music, especially Badlands. He does the whole dance routine during the chorus, man. He loves Strange.
That's the shit. So where you said you were in Oklahoma now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I know Cuddy just rolled through here.
Shoot me an email with your number, man. And like I said, when we get down that way, man, I just all you gotta do is remind me, and I'll try to see what I can make happen for you.
All right, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna start like the Maxzilla Make a Wish Foundation and shit.
All right, let's get to Cha Cha from Colorado.
Cha Cha, what's good?
What's that?
Shit, none looking at these bitches tattoo their ass.
Damn.
I know, right?
Dude, that was.
I'm sorry, tattoo their assholes, right? They tattooing that. That's some special shit. Like, I want to see what these chicks' faces look like.
Oh, dude, she's like, and this shark is like a. Like, you know, an alien, how they have the jaw pop out of the jaw.
Yeah, it's like
is like one of those.
She got like some 3D. She got some 3D shit going on in that ass, man. She got like a 3D asshole right now, man. It's crazy. She got a cute. She got a cute pussy.
I'd be scared, I'd be scared.
Like a fucking. Because I really want to know, like, is that shit infected, man? Like, bitch, your asshole's infected. Like, you could have something. Like, maybe she had genital warts and she's trying to cover it up. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Like, she's trying to tattoo where genital warts come up or something.
That's
I don't know.
That's a good idea.
You might want to steer clear of a bitch with a tattooed asshole.
Me, I'm just saying.
I'm just not into that shit,
I'll
man.
I'll get a shark tattoo. Cover it up.
That's fucked up. Think about it. Like, if she got genital warts, man, she just got that shit covered up.
That's a creative solution.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Cha-cha. What's going on?
Not shit, she's chilling.
That's how you're just chilling? That's what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, have you ever heard somebody use that term rude?
Yeah, I've used it.
Oh, so you used it. Ain't this a bitch? So tell me the scenario where you used it at.
I used it a couple of times, but it's mostly like, with foreigners and shit, some of the shit they do be rude. Some of the shit they say. And I just call them out like, it's rude.
Okay, but so you use it in the term that it should be used in.
Yeah.
Okay, so like if I said, excuse me, Cha-Cha, can I get through here? Would you say, that's rude?
Nah. Hell no. If you said some off the wall shit, though, it'd be rude.
Now, if I say a bitch move, then you should be like, damn, that's rude. But you should probably say something else, too, at that point.
Yeah, rude would be the last word I say.
Yeah, that's kind of my point. So, yeah, I just wanted you to clarify that. Oh, by the way, have you seen the Don't Tweet This video?
No, I have not.
What the? Rude.
Oh, my God.
Rude. Oh, my God.
Oh my god, so rude.
Nah, I don't know, we just made that shit up. Hey, but no, you should really listen, go check out that video. Wonderful. But I do want to address something about that video. I was reading some of the comments, and I gotta say, some of y'all say some stupid ass shit. What people were talking about from Tech. Cha-Cha, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute while I say this, all right?
All right.
All right. But when people were saying that this isn't a serious song by Tech, yeah, it is, retard. It's a very serious song. Like, there's a serious message. When it said, don't tweet this, probably to you bitches who use the word rude when y'all be trying to kick it with motherfuckers and shit like that, and then motherfuckers be trying to tweet people thinking that it's cool. Oh, my God, look who I'm with and look what I'm doing. And then people got to hear unnecessary bullshit because you did that. So, no, it's a very meaningful song, you motherfuckers. But I love when motherfuckers try to explain shit for us to other people. Listen, if we read the comments just like you read them, and we appreciate you trying to take up for people, but we grown-ass motherfucking men. We don't need you to speak for us. Like, the man was very clear with what he said. Don't tweet this. It's the music he felt like doing. You like it? Cool. Listen to it. Fuck with it. You don't like it? Shut the fuck up and move on. It's really that simple, okay? Just had to say that, because I was reading some of that stupid shit, and y'all go too far.
It turned into this weird debate
over nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, are you fucking serious? It's like, all the fucking music we put out and we bust our ass, we care about every fucking music that comes out of us. Like, I don't give a fuck if it's Ariola, whatever the fuck. We felt what we were doing at that time, motherfucker. So either you fuck with us and rock with it, shut the fuck up, keep enjoying it. And if you don't, move the fuck on. There's 50 other thousand things you can listen to and go complain about. And what you probably should be complaining about is bitches getting their fucking buttholes tattooed up, covering up genital warts. Just guarantee you, you're probably going to end up licking one of them bitches' butt.
Mm-hmm.
Because you sound like a butt licker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I know it's a free country. Everybody got the right to say something. But, like, I was reading that shit, and y'all was just being stupid. Like, this shit didn't even make no sense. I was like, you are really complaining because somebody busted their ass to give you a dope song that actually had a meaning. It means don't tweet this, you dumb motherfuckers. This is a reason why celebrities don't want you hanging out with them. Because you take the shit to too far, and you want to, oh, my God, look who I'm with. Look who I'm with. Look what I'm doing. And you want to snap, 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 put everything on your mama on Twitter. Some shit is meant for you to keep to yourself, man. Period. At some point, keep some shit to yourself, niggas. But enjoy the video, because it's awesome. Great job, guys. These guys in here, they did a hell of a job. Good job, guys. Good job. All right, so I just have to say that. Just had to say that. Let's go to some other callers, man.
We're getting close to the FU section.
Are we?
Yeah.
I don't even know what time it is.
We're at 7. We got 8 minutes.
Oh, we do? All right, let's go to another caller.
All right, let's get to Brennan from Phoenix.
Brennan, who you want to say fuck you to today, man?
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi, my nigga.
Yeah, I noticed that no one's done that yet. Fuck. Well, here's the thing. I have been unemployed for 16 months because nobody ever hired me, because there's just lots of applicants and whatnot, but I just got hired yesterday. So I want to say fuck you to everybody that didn't pick me during this entire 16 months so I can, you know, get paid to do some honest work and, you know, go to shows and whatever. I did catch Hostile Takeover in Phoenix, but there'd have been a lot more that I could have gone to, too. So.
Right.
So, yeah, so fuck Obama for not having no jobs, man. I'm sorry. I'm glad that you did. I'm glad you got a job now, though, man. Congratulations.
Go ahead and tweet it as much as you want.
All right, bro. All right, appreciate you, man.
All right, let's get to Tyler from Wisconsin.
Tyler, who you want to say fuck you to today, man?
I want to say fuck you to all the haters who's hanging on. Fucking don't tweet this, man, because I thought that shit was fucking raw.
It really is. It's dope as fuck.
I mean, like you said, it's simple. It says it in the fucking name of the song. Don't tweet this. What the fuck can't you get about that shit?
Yeah, we thought it was pretty self-explanatory. We really did.
That's
what
I'm saying. I'm like, shit, you guys trying to kick it, have a good time with some females and bitches be tweeting. You don't need that.
Right, tweeting, Facebooking, YouTube. Y'all be going too far. That's why motherfuckers be like, leave me the fuck alone, man. Like, like, dude.
Act like you've been here before.
Right, exactly. Your fan experience can be so much better if you keep it to yourself. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck all that drama, man.
I
just wanted to say good job to fucking you guys, because you guys did a good-ass job on that song and that video.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. Because, to be honest, we love kicking it with our fans, but, like, if people would know how to respect motherfuckers' privacy, like so many more.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. We got to get to a few
more. No problem.
All right, shout out, Brennan. What up? Let's get to Gabe from Michigan.
Gabe, man, who you want to say fuck you to today?
Yo, dude, I want to say fuck you to nobody, dude. I'm a chill man, but I want to talk about this fucking song, dude.
Let's talk about it, man.
Dude, this song, dude. Originally, when I saw that this was coming, I was like, what, don't tweet this? What the, that's not the usual, like, tech style, you know what I mean? And then, like, it came out, and this shit's fucking raw, man. This shit's fucking good. I think this song is literally about to be the next Caribou Lou. That's what I'm thinking.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. That's what we strive for, man. We always strive to be better than the last. That's what we do.
Yeah, appreciate dude. It. Like, thanks a lot, man.
Appreciate it. All right, brother.
All right. G Smooth from KC.
G Smooth. Who you going to say fuck you to today?
Yeah.
Please, yeah. Who you want to say fuck you to today?
Hey, man, I'll say fuck you to anybody that ain't got, that's got disrespect to Strange or Made Sick. You dig? I'm in here in the lab right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about, my nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
We at Chapman's, man. I'm here with Lynch, my nigga.
Oh, Lynch with you right now?
Yeah, he's recording right now, but you know what I'm saying? We in the other room, you know what I'm saying, on this Madden and shit. You dig?
Oh, okay. I might have to get up here and fuck with y'all, man.
Man, already shit. But yeah, hey, even my girl liked that motherfucking video, bro. Little buddy that shot the video just left from here, you know what I mean?
Oh, you talking about skinny jeans.
Yeah.
My nigga, man. I call that nigga Young Yeasty.
Yeah. Skinny James was here, man.
Hey, man, tell the nigga Lynch I said what's up, man. Tell the nigga I might fly through there, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, family.
All right, for sure. All
right. Hey, we got time for a few more. Let's get to, Victor from New York.
Vic, who you want to say fuck you to today, man?
Yeah, I just want to say fuck you to everybody hating on Don't Tweet This. Yo, that video is ill, son. On top of that, Eba, the video is crazy. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas is killing it right now. I can't wait, son. Hey, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it. All I'm going to say is wait until that motherfucking EP come out on the 18th.
Yo, I'm excited, son. You know me and Dad are going to be in the basement fucking bumping that shit, son.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man, like, yeah, we pulled some tricks out of the bag, man.
That's
all I'm gonna say.
Yo. I wanna know though, real quick. Did y'all let that white girl back in the video? Or did y'all really toss her?
Nah, we kicked that bitch out. She was talking about something was rude.
Yo, I knew that shit, son.
And the bitch was tweeting, man. That's what I'm saying, like, motherfuckers be missing the points of shit just because they don't understand something. Like, whether you believe it or not, Twitter is a big part of the society now. Like, it's a huge part. And that shit people be doing is so fucking stupid. Like, you don't have to fucking tweet every fucking thing that fucking happens in your life. Like, are you serious? Like, motherfuckers want some privacy sometime, man. Tone that shit down. So, yeah.
Definitely, my nigga.
Definitely a message there. I mean, motherfuckers be doing too much on that shit, dog. Too much.
Well, yo, I got a Twitter, but I don't even use it.
I mean, it's cool to use. It's like, if you want to take a picture of a motherfucker and tweet it, okay, cool, do that. These motherfuckers be taking videos and want to have Instagram, 55,000 pictures and art. Man, go on with that stupid shit, man.
Word.
But listen, man, I got to get ready to get out of here, family. So, man, appreciate you calling, man. Enjoy.
Yeah, man.
Music coming. All right,
catch y'all later.
Yes, sir.
Abu Dhabi,
my nigga.
All right, yeah, that Eba is dropping Tuesday.
Tuesday, Eba
so,
will be out.
For that, go to strangemusicinc.net. Check out the video for Eba and don't tweet this on youtube.com/strangemusicinc.
This is yours truly, 1/4 of the May 1/6 boys, Maxzilla, doing what we do every week. Let's get you ready for the weekend. This is SM Live. Till next week, Friday, 4 p.m. Central, 5 o'clock on the East Coast. On the West Coast, we come at you at 2 o'clock. So till next week, I'm out. Enjoy your weekend. Bitches, don't say rude and Stop getting your buttholes tattooed. I'm out.